views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof. This is the Truth is Funny radio program created and hosted by Colette. But she is doing her normal work of traveling around the globe, sharing life-transforming information in an expansive way to empower people to live their lives fully. It is my honor and pleasure to host her program today while she's away. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience how clearing away our life issues actually clears the root causes of our symptoms. And during this hour, if you have something that you would like to have us work on, or if you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Well, let's start off with understanding better what happens with us human beings. When we are 5 years old, we laugh an average of 300 to 500 times a day, and we're going strong to 90% of our life. When we become adults, we're only going strong to about 20% of our life. And the reason is that we get bothered by numerous things. Anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, judging ourselves, judging others, reacting, overguarding, overprotecting, overworrying. I know none of you are probably experiencing any of those things. However, on average, we're doing that about 80% of the time and only going strong to 80% to 20% of our lives. Now, any one of these times when we're causing our energy to go weak is small, but when we accumulate them for days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks and we get symptoms and we say ouch. And the ouch can be physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, spiritual, but we say ouch. Now the beauty is that the way in which we say ouch, we can call this our symptoms, has intelligence. It's funny, I finished and published my first book, Knowing and Living Your Purpose, in December. And while I was writing it, I realized that there is really good intelligence with our symptoms. And that is, they're trying to tell us what to work on. And when we don't work on it, guess what happens? We increase the volume. One of my favorite examples of this is a woman who came to me and said, I was in an accident 25 years ago, and I got whiplash. And I've had neck pain ever since. And the pain gets better, it gets worse, but it never goes away. Now, the way I think of it, again, here's this neck pain. But if it has intelligence, then what is it saying? And what it's saying is, it's pointing to life issues, pain in the neck. So I said to the lady, it feels to me like there's 7 things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. And she said, oh, yeah, well, there's this about money and this about my spouse and this about my job. And we worked about 40 minutes to clear those away, and the neck pain completely went away. So each of these things were life issues. Now, let's look at it from a different perspective. Suppose we have a lot of things that are going on the left side of our body. Normally, we would say, well, it may be feeling left out, left alone, left behind, left with extra responsibility, left with being thrown out. And those are life issues again that are creating the pattern of pain or stiffness or upset that we feel on the left side of our body. Now, when we encounter these things, we can clear them away, and then the symptoms go away. Another example is that about 6 years ago, a lady came and she had had excruciating gallbladder pain for so long that finally she was scheduled for surgery. I worked with her three times, and what we worked on were the things in her life that were galling her, that were really bothering her. And the pain went away. She canceled the surgery. She still has her gallbladder. She's doing very well. Her digestion is fine. She's doing fine. And that was 6 years ago. Now, oftentimes, we need to kind of really, if you will, be more aware of what the symptoms are saying. Also, it's important for us to be energetically strong every day and be more aware of when we are going strong and when we are going weak. And so something we're going to do right now for people listening in, either now or when they listen in later, is to get more aware of being strong in our midline. So for example, if you would just briefly touch the top of your head and the base of your spine and focus on a strong central core full of energy and strength and joy and love and light. This is something I do every day. I get myself strong before working with a client. I help the client get strong. For instance, I got strong for doing this radio show. And right now, if I check what's the midline strength for everyone listening in on the program, it feels like about 60%. So I'm just going to check the midline for all the people on the show now to say, okay, where's the weakness? And for example, there's weakness right at breast level and weakness right at the base of the spine. Would everybody please rub up and down the base of your spine a few times? I always say I'll give you just 30 minutes to stop this because it really feels good, of course. All right, that got our central core strong up to about 80. And now with weakness at breast level, let's talk about what are the life issues there. I actually learned about the life issues there when dealing, again, about 6 years ago with a lady who called with a large, fast-growing lump in her breast. She said it was large, marble size. It was near the surface, so she could feel it easily. And she had been to see her doctor, which I always recommend when people have health issues. The doctor said, get a mammogram and go see a surgeon. So I worked with her twice, and the lump stopped growing. And so in preparation for the third time, I kept saying, why hasn't the lump gotten smaller? In the meantime, she had been to get a mammogram and was terrified because the nonverbal expressions of those who were doing the mammogram. So she was alarmed. We started talking. I, in the meantime, had looked up the dictionary for breast. You know, you want to stay abreast of things. And of course, it talks about mammary gland. But the very important additional definitions that were there were mothering and nurturing. And she had talked about how one of her sons had been in serious trouble. So I checked her energy, and I got over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-worrying, over-guarding, over-protecting, over-fearful, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. And as soon as I said to her, let's clear this away, the lump within a second reduced by half. She could feel it. It took less than a second. As soon as we cleared this over-protective state and got down to half the size it had been. Well, I said, wow. This overprotective state and reduces energy to our breast and genitals. Now, of course, we don't want to make any assumptions about that, but as I worked with have worked with hundreds of clients and find reduced energy to the breast and genitals. Inevitably, I'm finding that they are overguarding, overprotecting, overworrying, all this over stuff. And for both men and women, it's reducing energy in our breast and genitals. Now, again, life issues. When you're overguarding, overprotecting, overworrying, these are our own personal life issues, and they can cause symptoms in us. Now, if we take another example, it's also very illustrative of how life issues can cause us difficulty. About a dozen years ago, I was traveling through New Mexico, where we have a daughter living, and our grandson at the time was a year and a half old, and he loved milk products. That's all he wanted. In other words, if it was ice cream, cheese, milk, yogurt, he would love it, and he would eat it. And then all of a sudden, he started getting hives, painful hives, around his mouth and his neck. And if it got worse, they would go down his back. And it was driving our daughter crazy because she couldn't get him to eat anything. And I said to her, do you mind if I work with him? And she was so exhausted trying to get him nourishment. She just said, it can't hurt. And so I worked with him about 20 minutes. And I said, give him some milk and some cheese. And she looked at me like I was absolutely crazy. And finally, she gave him some. And he's been, and by the way, he never had hives again. And he's still eating primarily milk product. And he's doing really well. He's now 14. Now, let's look at that. What were the life issues there? Now, commonly, it's very common that they listen to all the warnings that we hear, and they believe them, and then they create whatever it is they're worried about or bothered about or warned about. In his case, his parents had had some issues, and there had been some strong negative emotions, and he picked up those negative emotions and reacted. And as soon as we cleared that away for him, he never had those symptoms again. So that's the first place I look when I'm working with clients. What are the life issues that are being pointed to by their symptom? Now, let me take the flip side of it, which is what if we continue to hold a belief? For example, in the case of the car accident, as long as the person says whiplash caused my neck pain, they're going to keep propagating the neck pain. In other words, if we keep believing something that is not our truth, then we propagate the symptom. So in a really interesting way, finding the truth of our life issues is what sets us free. Now, let's take one more example. I had a client who lived a wonderful life. Her husband was in the military. He was a diplomat. They traveled the world. They entertained. It was a wonderful life. And when she was 55, she suddenly died. Sorry, he suddenly died. And there were all these papers and calls she was supposed to make. And all these papers were spread out on the dining room table. And she couldn't make them. All she could do was sit and cry. And this went on for 5 years, and never making those calls, just basically crying. And her doctor suggested she come to see me. In this case, she was remote, so we worked on the phone. But then she attended a couple workshops. And at one of the workshops, a person who was working with her said, "Is your husband still alive?" And she says, "Well, no." And he said, "Well, why are you still acting like he is?" And she went, "Oh, my God." She said, "I've been living my husband's life, not my life." And this was a life issue that was causing such sorrow and just paralyzed her. It's what we call a mistaken identity. That is, she was living her husband's life instead of her life. Well, once she realized that, she was able to make the phone calls, deal with the papers, deal with everything you normally do when a person has passed away. And in addition, kept learning how to help others. And now she is a wonderful angel messenger. She gives great messages from angels for people. And again, it was the life issue of not living who she really is that was causing her difficulties. Well, this also is a common pattern, often for women. When they get married, a priority is the husband. A priority is the children, if they have them. So everything and everyone else comes first. The marriage, the children, the house, the shopping. And for many women, what is last priority is taking care of themselves. And so again, we have mistaken identity. Again, these are the life issues that can then bog a person down. You can get depression. You can lose energy, feel exhausted. And you think, oh, well, that's just because I'm have so many things to do and I'm so involved in taking care of everything. And really, the life issue is not living the person's identity. So let's look at it a little further. What are other kinds of life issues that can get in our way? Oftentimes, when a person says, I've got something going on with my digestive system. Well, what I look at is, let's start at the top and go to the bottom, so to speak. Mastication. That's where digestion starts, chewing our food. If a person is having a problem there, it's like, what's the difficulty? You know, what is it you're having trouble, quote, getting your teeth into? There's that old saying that when you really get engaged with something, you're getting your teeth into it. And when a person is having difficulty engaging or dealing with something, often there's something going on, some kind of symptom with the teeth or the chewing process. That's the kind of life issue that shows. Well, what's next in the digestive process? Swallowing. Well, if the person is having difficulty swallowing, then what is it that they're having trouble taking in, if you will? For example, a person said, I'm being paid less than others who are doing the same job. I just don't want to deal with it anymore. Okay, there's a life issue. All right, let's go to stomach issues. What is it the person is having trouble, quote, digesting in their life? And a person said, well, my mother-in-law lives with us, and she criticizes everything that we do. And I just can't deal with her being with us full time. Well, then the person gets indigestion or has acid reflux, and it comes from not being able to deal with life. What's next? Our small intestines. This is where we assimilate our nutrients. When a person has difficulty with their small intestines, with pain in there, for example, what is it they're having trouble assimilating in their life? What do they have difficulty absorbing, getting used to? And for example, a client said, we're being taught about totally new aspects of our job. Most of it seems not relevant to what we have to do, and yet it's how our performance is being measured. And I just can't get in with this system that we're being told to use. And finally, if you'll forgive the pun, at the tail end of our digestive process, we have elimination of waste from the large intestine, from the colon. And of course, this one's pretty straightforward. What do you have trouble eliminating in your life? That's where the life issues come in. For example, a client said, my friend keeps going over our relationship issues. For most of the time, when we get together, and we just keep repeating it, and we can't seem to get out of it. I can't get rid of it. and can't seem to get us out of the rut. And they're having trouble with constipation or slow movement. And there's the life issues that are causing that. If anyone has an example of some symptom that they're having and are looking for the life issues, again, feel free to call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Leroy Maloof, and again, I'm hosting for Colette Stephan, who is traveling, and will continue to focus on what are the life issues that are the root causes of our symptom. Now, I want to take...
Once in your life, you find her.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Hi, we are back on The Truth is Funny. Leroy Maloof hosting for Colette Stefan, who is traveling. My contact information is energeticwellbeing.com, all one word, or 508-375-6452. Or you can email at info@ewbp.com, ewbp.com. I understand we have a caller.
Yes, you do. And it is Susan from Illinois.
Okay. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Did you have a question, or is there some symptom that you have that you'd like to understand better?
I think I probably have pretty mild symptoms, but my concern right now is that I am pretty much decided, I have pretty much decided to move from where I am back to where I lived for 35 years. And I had left there for a couple of reasons. I've been in Illinois for not quite a year and a half. And now I want to go back and be near my kids. And that's kind of a tense situation since I left their dad. And they're kind of unhappy with me, and they barely communicate, but they try to be polite. But I still want to move back there and, you know, establish myself and build a business. And so I'm kind of in flux here, and I'm somewhat uncomfortable with going back, but I want to go back, so.
Okay, well, Susan, the biggest paradox about us human beings is that we don't support what we say we want. And we don't let go what we say we don't want. So if we take, let's see, it seems like the thing is bothering you. It sounds like you're feeling uncomfortable, uncertain. What else is bothering you about the move back?
Am I going to be, you know, accepted again by my kids at some point? Or will I be totally alone? I do have some good friends that I Skype with. But I think it's just, you know, the concern that I don't know if I'll ever be accepted back by my kids.
Okay. Now, Susan, one of the aspects of this work, and I see not being accepted, that's, again, a kind of life issue. One of the key parts of this work also is for us to get neutral. And that means when we're neutral, we don't react. And we're in a very, very strong energetic space. And to get to neutral, we have to go to what's bothering us the most. You know, what is the worst scenario? Because if we don't get to the worst, then there will be something still bothering us and we'll react. And we have to go to the best scenario because if we don't, we set up expectations. And if they're not met, then we react. So what's the worst thing that can happen if your kids don't accept you?
It'll just, you know, it would be a loss. It would be an emptiness that I would feel, and it would just be kind of a hole where my kids would be, should be.
Okay, and what's worse than that? So it's a loss, emptiness, hole in your life. What is worse than that?
Boy, I'm kind of drawing a blank right now.
Well, for example, feeling rejected.
Yeah, never being accepted, you know.
Yeah, never accepted. And let's say that this bothers you so much, and then because you're so upset about it, nobody accepts you. You're just not comfortable to be with.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's worse, right?
Oh, gosh.
So let's get you neutral.
Yeah.
To being totally rejected by everybody. No one accepts you. You just are alone, and you just become a bitter old crone. How about we get you neutral to that?
Okay.
So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of belief, concern, fear. We're just going to clear through all that. Focus on your midline. And then what's the best scenario? Total acceptance?
Yes. My kids welcome me, and I have a good relationship. I can call them or talk to them anytime, and they're pleased to see me. And
okay, now see, when you say these again, your energy is not strong to them. You're not neutral. So we need to get you neutral to this too. So we're going to, but you see, you're building expectations, which is fine.
Yeah.
But if you're not neutral, then if that doesn't happen, you react and you get in the way of getting to your best scenario. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers of belief, expectation, really wanting this badly, fear that it won't happen. We're going to clear that all away. So now when I check, I get your neutral to being accepted or not accepted. And what are you feeling now?
I have down my center line, just some angst, I guess. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Okay. And what's the angst about?
My first thought is moving.
Moving.
Maybe moving forward. I don't
know. Oh, let's get you neutral to moving backward, that you make this move so that in addition to being totally rejected, you can't get your business started. You don't have a place to live. You can't find a job. So let's clear another few quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. You could be living under an underpass, of course, with the latest model grocery cart to keep your stuff in. But then we get you neutral because someone steals the grocery cart. So let's get you neutral to that. And neutral to the move going smoothly, better than any move you've ever made before, and everything working out beautifully. And let's get to neutral there as well. And what are you feeling now?
I don't have the angst in my core.
That's where we want to be. See, when you get rid of the angst, and it also feels like energy is flowing in your body a little better, too, like down to your legs and your feet. You noticing that?
Well, yeah, I'm moving as I'm talking.
Good.
I'm walking.
So now, when you think about making the move, what comes to mind? What do you feel?
I don't feel any negative, that's for sure.
right.
And it's sunny. It's easy. The search is okay. It's like, okay, I'm ready to search.
Good. That's where we want to be. And notice how the life issues of acceptance or the difficulty of the move or not finding work, those are the kind of life issues that when we worry about them, they actually cause us difficulty, bog us down, and that's where we start feeling uncertain and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you well with your move.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Goodbye. And do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
And who's on the line?
On the right is Marcus.
Marcus?
Yes.
Hi, Marcus. Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. And what's going on with you?
I want to know what, I heard you speaking about life issues. What life issues are keeping me stuck financially? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. I mean, what's, because I've been unemployed for like 2 years and try to start a business and nothing's to work, so... Now I'm thinking I may have an energetic block.
Okay, unemployed 2 years and not getting your business off the ground, not finding work.
Money has stopped.
What is it that's bothering you about either not able to start your business or not finding?
Not starting a business, because I really would like to start my own business.
Okay, and what's bothering you the most about not finding work or not getting started?
I guess, not having my goals met, things not working out the way I thought, and everything just seemed blocked,
Okay. And what's worse than being totally blocked?
Blocked, I guess, just being desperate, homeless.
Okay. What's worse?
Probably homeless.
Okay. And what's the worst thing if you're homeless?
I guess not being able to survive. Being able to take care of my daily needs, not being met.
Do you have a family?
Yes. Oh, no, I don't have my own family.
Say that again.
Oh, no, I'm not married. I don't have any children. Oh,
okay. But you have a significant other.
Well, not right now.
Not now. Okay. So you're alone.
Right now.
You're not surviving. Your needs are not being met. Anything worse than that? Nobody cares.
Right.
Okay. Nobody cares. Nobody notice you. It's like you've just been thrown out like a piece of trash.
Correct.
All right. Let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers for this worst scenario. Of course, if we made it Groundhog Day, it would be that every time you came back, it was even worse. It just felt like you were alone, isolated, nobody caring. We're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers there. Okay. What's your best scenario?
Best scenario. Having my own business.
Yeah.
Becoming a billionaire.
Billionaire. Cool. I like
that. Traveling the world.
And what else? What's that? What else is it all happens
traveling,
easily?
You start traveling to say, the world. Yes.
All right. To that. So now when you think about being employed for 2 years, does anything bother you?
Seems a lot calmer right now.
And what else? Feel more calm. What else?
More neutral, like you were saying. I feel a little more neutral. Not too attached. Too emotionally attached as I was before. I feel a little calmer about that situation.
Well, but let's also get you neutral to being totally attached to finding something that, is good, gainful employment that you really enjoy. Let's get you neutral to being totally attached to that, and also neutral to being attached and not bothered as well. See, it's interesting because we do get attached to things and we can be neutral and attached at the same time. And then that frees us up to pursue whatever we want there.
Okay.
And how are you feeling now?
Feel much better.
Good.
A little more clarity.
That's where we want. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy. Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank Colette Stephan for letting me host this program while she's away. And you can reach Colette at www.thetruthisfunny.com or the Truth Is Funny Facebook page. Or you can reach me at www.energeticwellbeing.com, 508-375-6452, or email info@ewbp.com. Who's on the line? Hello.
Yes, after it's Janet. After listening to all of your show, I guess my son fell off a third-story balcony and broke both his wrists. And I think I'm just feeling guilty that now that I've listened to your show that my worry has probably had an effect on him.
What did you say? I'm sorry, the connection is just a little bit blurry. What is happening with your son?
He was at a party and fell off a third-story balcony. He broke both his wrists and cracked his eye socket.
Yes.
And, years ago, he told me that I was overprotective, and I didn't understand it until listening to your show exactly how much he was right.
First of all, Janet, realize that each of us has root causes for our sin. And Your son has his own root causes for his symptoms, and I would not be blaming myself if I were you. I know that's a motherly thing to do, but let's check and see. Okay, I don't get over-mothering or over-nurturing. I do get over-worrying, over-fearful, over-anxious. Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
Worrying, over-fearful.
Yeah, he's quite angry.
Over-analyzing again, over-internalizing. So just thinking of your own life, Janet, what's the worst thing that can happen if you stay stuck in this overprotective?
Incapacitation.
And what's the worst thing that can happen if you're incapacitated?
Dependent on others, I guess.
Okay, dependent on others and not able to function.
Not living. Not enjoying life.
Actually, Janet, it feels like you've been losing your sense of joy for about 13 years. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
What happened back then?
That would have been about year 2000. I went from working part-time to, instead I was asked to either work full-time or quit. And I went back and worked full-time instead of quitting.
And what bothered you the most about back to working full-time?
I was doing another job part-time. The reason I had gone to part-time was to spend more time, have more time with my children, and yet feel that I was giving as much as I could to my job, balancing things.
So you had less time for your children and less time for the part-time job you had in addition.
That's right, yeah.
How long have you enjoyed being managing a 12-ring circus?
I enjoyed it, I think, for about the first 10 years. And then the next 22, I just did it for the money.
Okay, see, there's your life issues. You did it for the money, lose the enjoyment, lose your sense of joy and happiness. So let's just clear through. See, all those are life issues, particularly, by the way, when we're not enjoying what we're doing, our energy tends to go down. We get tired. We get exhausted. Those are really key life issues. So let's get you neutral to never having time for what you would really like to be doing and never having joy ever again. And then let's get you neutral to totally enjoying what you're doing, having fun in your life, feeling freedom. You don't feel much freedom, do you?
No.
Let's get you neutral to always feeling freedom, enjoyment, fun, and just clear that all away. And what are you feeling now?
I can feel it in the sole of my foot. Yeah, the biggest, I guess. Yeah, the solar plexus.
What's happening with the solar plexus?
I can feel it in the ball of my foot.
You can?
And,
that's
solar plexus. Yeah.
Is there pain there?
Not pain, an unwinding, you might say.
Yeah. Oh, you're unwinding. Cool. All right, let's just help you unwind a little more. Let's, again, get you strong up and down your midline. You've been, when you first came on the line, you had only about 20% strength up and down your midline. That's another life issue because you need to be being strong every day. So I mentioned my book at the beginning of the program, it's called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. You can either order it from us or on Amazon. And chapter 13 is how to get yourself strong every day.
And Leroy, it's been a great show. We're going to have to say goodbye. So thank you very much for being a guest host today for Colette Stephan.
All right. Thank you for having me on the show.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.